Joined by head coach Melissa Graves, sophomore Ava Gormley, following the Terriers 74-64 loss to Navy. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on the Navy.
Yeah, again, I think, you know, similar to our last game against Army, I think we're right there. You know, it was like 2.5 minutes left, about a 3-point game. So we just have to figure out a way to finish these, you know, close out the games. But, you know, again, still just looking for that consistency and, you know, our next opportunity is coming up, and that's what we're looking forward to after we process this. But I think we're very close.
Open up to questions. Obviously, before your first question, state your name, publication, Sam.
Yeah, Sam Robert Hagan. Case in point, Coach, I mean, how much harder is it to get your team believing and moving in the right direction without a win to show for it?
I don't think it's a believing thing. I think they still believe. You know, it's just the execution piece of it. It's the mental factor of it. So I don't think they don't believe in themselves. I think we've showed we could play with people for parts of game, but it's just, you know, trying to execute down the stretch for this one. It was just down the stretch. Last game, it was a quarter. But I think it's a progression. Like, it's not, we're not getting blown out. You know, I think we're progressively, the last two games, there were things we did a lot better. But it's the same two things that we've harped on. It's the rebounding piece. You know, we give up 18 O boards, and then it's the turnover piece. So they had, you know, 63 shots to our 47, and we're shooting 45%. So it's not like we're terrible offensively and we're not executing well when we do keep the possession. It's actually keeping the possession, not giving up that possession. So I don't think it's like, you know, they don't believe in themselves. I think they do. I think it's just trying to push through this hard part right here.
I know it seems like an obvious answer, but like, just like, what are the challenges that come with getting outshot by 16? I think it was like 15 against Army. Just like, how much harder does that make it to win a basketball game?
I mean, it makes it almost impossible, right? Because we shot a higher percentage than them, as you can see. You know, I thought we shot well from the three. We shot overall. I thought we, like I said, when we kept the possession, we executed well at a really high clip, higher than them. But, you know, it makes it really, really hard when you're giving up that many possessions. Because they do a really good job of points off turnovers. They average about 18. They had 17 today, so they hit their average. But then we're also giving them 18 extra possessions and O boards. So we have to find that grittiness and that toughness that we haven't found yet.
Jose Rodriguez for the Daily Free Press. It was Boston Public School Day today. What does it mean having those young kids who come out for here for a game and supporting you girls?
Yeah, I think it means a lot. You know, I think just having kids, and we work with kids a lot. We go into classrooms. We have clinics here. So we get some one-on-one time with them, and they definitely have shown how much they look up to our team, you know, just as athletes, as student athletes, and being at a school like this, a prestigious school, and what these young women have accomplished. So I think it's really big, and it, you know, it shows them possibility of what can happen if they work hard. So win or loss, I think that is still a factor for us, and it was really exciting. We really love the energy today to have them there.
Yeah, Ava, I know you're a very competitive person. Can you just like describe your level of frustration right now?
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating. As coach said, we like feel like we're getting close, and it's just hard to not come away with wins, but we still believe that we can do it, and we still believe we can win a championship. So I feel like we just need to get the one and then build off that and keep working.
When you and Bella are getting downhill like you were today, just what does that open up for your offense?
Yeah, it opens up a lot. Just trying to get the best shots we can at all times. When our posts are posting up, kind of gives us that lane. And then obviously with Ines, AG, Audrey at the perimeter, they don't really want to help off them either. So just take what the defense gives us.
After you call a timeout, Navy then went on an 11-0 run in the second period, and then you call a timeout once again. Did you feel during that timeout the message wasn't across like you wanted the player?
I don't know that they didn't receive it. It's just like the ability to execute what I'm saying. Like, I think they're listening. Like, I think they're taking it in. But again, it's like there's a toughness factor to it. There's how are we controlling tempo within a run? Are we slowing it down and executing? I thought there were times where when we turned the ball, we could have slowed it down because we were getting what we wanted in the half court when we took care of the ball and we were running our sets. I thought we were executing well. So it's just kind of controlling that tempo piece. It's digging in and getting stops. I think there was a period of time like we weren't guarding the ball screen well enough. And, you know, Barnett Gay is an incredible player. She's an incredible player. And so I thought we had some lapses with her a little bit. Either we didn't have, you know, enough help side rotation, or we weren't like aggressive enough in the ball screen defense. So, like, just thinking about those pieces, thinking about, like, what we can fix the next time we play them are going to be our focal pieces. But I never think, you know, that they're necessarily like ignoring me or anything. It's just the execution out of that. What does that look like?
Coach, you guys were leading the league in like three-pointers allowed in conference, like coming in, and they had a bunch of them today. Do you feel like you're allowing just too many three-pointers, period, on defense?
I mean, part of it is like turning it over, and then it's transition defense. There was one segment there where I was like, we were getting blown up, but it's because we're not taking care of the ball. And it's really hard to cover in transition off a turnover. So I think if we can fix some of those pieces, that number will go down.
And then take two more questions.
Yeah, Ava, like, what is it about rebounding and turnovers that's been so just like difficult to figure out for you guys this year?
I'm not sure. We've been trying to do a lot of different things in practice, try to solve these issues. I think part of it is probably being a young team, but at this point of the season, we just got to turn it around and just keep working at it.
How you and your teammates could turn it around before it's too late? I know it's still earlier on in the season, but you girls want to rank up wins to have a good position for coming in the playoff.
Yeah, I think just like keep fighting, keep believing. I think everyone on our team still knows, like, once we get to March, like, we still feel confident that we can beat anyone in the league. So it obviously would be nice to get a higher position, but when it comes down to it, we know we can get wins in March too.